And if you learn to read the code, you can begin to rewrite your own life, not by force, but by alignment. Across cultures and centuries, mystics, scientists, philosophers, and artists have all arrived at similar intuitions. There are shapes and movements that recur across scale, from the micro to the macro, from the cell to the star. Why do river deltas mirror the veins in your hand? Why does the eye of a hurricane echo the spiral of your cochlea? Why does the Milky Way curl in the same shape as a fern unfurling? These aren't coincidences. They're echoes of a universal pattern language that reality uses to organize itself and to communicate. Physics might speak of symmetries, feedback loops, and self-organizing systems. Biology might show us morphogenesis, evolution, and fractals in everything from lungs to cauliflower. Ancient traditions might name these same phenomena as sacred geometry, chi flow, or mandalic structures. But they all point to the same thing. Life isn't random, it is patterned. And those patterns are intelligent, not because someone designed them like an engineer, but because they emerge from deep principles of balance, tension, and resonance. Nature isn't manufactured, it's performed. It dances, it iterates, it breathes through pattern. To call these sacred patterns is not to impose dogma, but to acknowledge their role as both blueprint and bridge. They don't just structure the external world. They also shape how we think, feel, and grow. Your neural wiring, your emotional cycles, your dreams and intuitions, they too are patterned. And more radically, the patterns you hold inside shape what you perceive outside. This is not a metaphor. It's a recursive loop. Inner experience and outer reality are two surfaces of the same geometry. When you learn to decode the pattern, you start to see that consciousness and cosmos are not separate domains. They are expressions of a single unfolding intelligence. Our journey begins at this intersection, where sacred geometry meets neuroscience, where quantum physics mirrors ancient mysticism, and where your everyday life becomes a map of multidimensional design. The deeper we go, the more these patterns will reveal themselves, not just as curiosities or theories, but as living tools for transformation. There is a moment in every myth, every dream, when the hero stumbles upon a book or a stone or a symbol that suddenly makes everything make sense. This book aspires to serve a similar role, not as the answer, but as a translation key, a Rosetta Stone, because the symbols are already all around you. In the branching of lightning, the beating of your heart, the timing of your breath, the flickering patterns in your relationships, they are not hidden, they are encoded. And learning to read them doesn't require esoteric initiation. It requires curiosity, attention, a willingness to see reality not just as a set of facts, but as a living message. The purpose of this book is to help you remember that language, to give you a toolkit for reading and applying it. You will learn how to become pattern literate, able to see through the veil of appearances to the deep structure beneath. You'll explore consciousness not just as an epiphenomenon of brain chemistry, but as a participatory field shaped by resonance and feedback. You'll be introduced to reality hacking techniques, ways to shift your awareness, your behavior, and even your environment by aligning with deeper patterns rather than pushing against them. This is not a collection of abstract ideas. It's an invitation to experience the world differently. You'll be guided through ancient insights, from Hermeticism and Taoism to sacred architecture and shamanic cosmologies, as well as cutting-edge discoveries in systems theory, fractal mathematics, and neuroscience. But none of these are meant to stay on the page. They are meant to become portals, to activate shifts in perception, and to be applied in the living laboratory of your life. Science and mysticism have long been considered opposing forces. But when viewed through the lens of pattern, they reveal themselves as complementary paths, each grasping for the same underlying rhythm of reality. The empirical and the intuitive, the rational and the symbolic, the measurable and the mysterious. These are not enemies. They are the dual hemispheres of a whole brain, the two wings of understanding that can lift us beyond reductionism and dogma. This book seeks to harmonize them, not by flattening their differences, but by honoring their roles in a larger pattern of integration. Navigating the Wisdom Spiral. This is